The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, which was posted to Facebook on June 1st, 2019.
We're just two little girls from Little Rock. We lived on.
When she first considered changing her name, one of the first names she considered was Claire Norman. Other names included Meredith and Carol Lind. She was born on June 1st, 1926, to a single mother who suffered from mental illness and would ultimately be committed to a hospital. She never knew her father, and while growing up, she spent time in several different foster homes. She was shy, somewhat withdrawn, and she had a slight stutter. She thought, "It seemed that no one wanted me." In her personal diary, she wrote, "Everyone's childhood plays itself out. No wonder no one knows the other or can completely understand." By this, I don't know if I'm just giving up with this conclusion or resigning myself, or maybe for the first time connecting with reality. How do we know the pain or another's earlier years, let alone all that he or she drags with him, since along the way, at best, a lot of leeway is needed for the other? Yet, how much is unhealthy for one to bear? I think to love bravely is the best and accept as much as one can bear.
Used to be my closest pal.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. One source said, throughout her life, she attempted to overcome the loneliness and trauma that she suffered at an early age. Not yet 20 years old, she became a model, becoming one of the hardest working models in the agency, appearing on 33 magazine covers. By this time, she had straightened her curly brunette hair and dyed it blonde. In June 1946, she signed a contract with an acting agency, and that's when she changed her name. The first name was suggested by a Hollywood executive who was reminded of a Broadway star. The young model selected the last name after her mother's maiden name. Born Norma Jean Mortensen, now she became Marilyn Monroe. There are so many stories about Marilyn Monroe, but here are a few facts that you may not know about. Her hero was Abraham Lincoln, and she had a crush on Albert Einstein. Although she is known for the musical number Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, she didn't have much jewelry at all. She did, however, have a library of over 400 books, and one of the books she was reading at the time of her death was Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Her favorite artist was Francisco de Goya, whose paintings protested the horrors of war. She said, "I know this man very well. We have the same dreams. I have had the same dreams since I was a child." She once said, "Unfortunately, I am involved in a freedom ride protesting the loss of the minority rights belonging to the few remaining earthbound stars. All we demanded was our right to twinkle." You may have heard about when she sang Happy Birthday to President John F. Kennedy, but you may not know that she added lines to her birthday song thanking him for denouncing major corporations who practice dishonest and irresponsible acts. She and Joe DiMaggio read poetry together, and he was still so in love with her that after she died, he arranged to have roses sent to her crypt 3 times a week for 20 years. She was Truman Capote's first choice for the part of Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's. She was the second woman to head her own production company after Mary Pickford, co-founding Marilyn Monroe Productions in 1955, telling the press that she was tired of the same old sex roles and reminding them that people have scope. And as previously shared on the Peace Page, when a popular nightclub refused to book her friend Ella Fitzgerald because she wasn't glamorous enough, Monroe would step in and convince the nightclub to allow Fitzgerald to perform. Monroe also spoke up when she saw her friend being told to enter via the back entrance of another nightclub. According to Ella herself, after that, I never had to play a small jazz club again. Ella Fitzgerald would say, Marilyn was ahead of her time. This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. And you can find his Peace Page on Facebook. Just look for John, J-O-N, S. Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon. Thank you for listening.
To me, can't you see?